nature. Must pay the penalty in ready money, and that in place of suffering the punishment comes fear. Farewell. Letter 98. On the Fickleness of Fortune. You need never believe that anyone who depends upon happiness is happy. It is a fragile support, this delight in adventitious things. The joy which entered from without will some day depart. But that joy which springs wholly from oneself is leal and sound. It increases and attends us to the last, while all other things which provoke the admiration of the crowd are but temporary goods. You may reply, what do you mean? Cannot such things serve both for utility and for delight? Of course, but only if they depend on us and not we on them. All things that fortune looks upon become productive and pleasant only if he who possesses them is in possession also of himself and is not in the power of that which belongs to him. For men make a mistake, my dear Lucilius, if they hold that anything good, or evil either, is bestowed upon us by fortune. It is simply the raw material of goods and ills that she gives to us, the sources of things which, in our keeping, will develop into good or ill. For the soul is more powerful than any sort of fortune. By its own agency, it guides its affairs in either direction, and of its own power, it can produce a happy life or a wretched one. A bad man makes everything bad, even things which had come with the appearance of what is best. But the upright and honest man corrects the wrongs of fortune, and softens hardship and bitterness, because he knows how to endure them. He likewise accepts prosperity with appreciation and moderation, and stands up against trouble with steadiness and courage. Though a man be prudent, though he conduct all his interests with well-balanced judgment, though he attempt nothing beyond his strength, he will not attain the good which is unalloyed and beyond the reach of threats, unless he is sure in dealing with that which is unsure. For whether you prefer to observe other men, and it is easier to make up one's mind when judging the affairs of others, or whether you observe yourself with all prejudice laid aside, you will perceive and acknowledge that there is no utility in all these desirable and beloved things unless you equip yourself in opposition to the fickleness of chance and its consequences, and unless you repeat to yourself often and uncomplainingly at every mishap the words, Heaven decreed it otherwise. Nay, rather to adopt a phrase which is braver and nearer the truth, one on which you may safely prop your spirit. Say to yourself, whenever things turn out contrary to your expectation, Heaven decreed better. If you are thus poised, nothing will affect you, and a man will be thus poised, if he reflects on the possible ups and downs in human affairs before he feels their force, and if he comes to regard children, or wife, or property, with the idea that he will not necessarily possess them always, and that he will not be any more wretched just because he ceases to possess them. It is tragic for the soul to be apprehensive of the future and wretched in anticipation of wretchedness, consumed with an anxious desire that the objects which give pleasure may remain in its possession to the very end. For such a soul will never be at rest. In waiting for the future, it will lose the present blessings which it might enjoy. And there is no difference between grief for something lost and the fear of losing it. But I do not, for this reason, advise you to be indifferent. Rather do you turn aside from you whatever may cause fear. Be sure to foresee whatever can be foreseen by planning. Observe and avoid, long before it happens, anything that is likely to do you harm. To effect this, your best assistance will be a spirit of confidence and a mind strongly resolved to endure all things. He who can bear fortune can also beware of fortune. At any rate, there is no dashing of billows when the sea is calm, and there is nothing more wretched or foolish than premature fear. What madness it is to anticipate one's troubles! In conclusion, to express my thoughts in brief compass and portray to you those busybodies and self-tormentors, they are as uncontrolled in the midst of their troubles as they are before them. He suffers more than is necessary who suffers before it is necessary. Such men do not weigh the amount of their suffering by reason of the